शान्तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। अंगश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दिकृतेन्दीवरं जड्डं जागुदरुचिसंविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य बिन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितोज्ज्वलभुजं ध्यायेन् दामोदरं। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरम्। कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणाय। नमामीश्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपं लसत्कुण्डलं गोकुले भ्राजमानं जशोदाभियोलुखलाद्धावमानं परामिष्टमत्तं तत्रदृष्टगोप्या। सनातन गोस्वामी इस श्लोक के दिग्दर्शनिक टीका दिए हैं, हम लोग संक्षेप में उसी को पढ़ते हुए चलिए। मूल श्लोक में आगे कुछ प्रार्थना करने के लिए वे कौन सा उनका तत्व है, कृष्ण तत्व कौन है, उनका रूप कैसा है, गुण कैसा है, लीला कैसी है, इसके वैशिष्ट्य के द्वारा गोकुल में प्रकटित निज भगवत्ता का सार सर्वस्व हो विशेष गुणों को वर्णन करते हुए पहले ही नमस्कार, नमो नमामीश्वर। नमाम मंगलार्थ है, मंगल के लिए समस्त अनुष्ठान के प्रारंभ में ही करना चाहिए। तो हम लोग भी यहाँ पर श्री सनातन गोस्वामी कर रहे हैं कि पहले नमस्कार कर रहे हैं, इसलिए इष्ट देव की को नमस्कार करने की पहले विधि है। उसमें कुछ दास्य रस झलकता है। नमस्कार कौन करता है, दास करता है, सखा लोग नहीं करेंगे, गोपियां धूर्त इत्यादि कहेंगे। इसलिए नमस्कार करने से मालूम होता है यह दास रस के सेवक है। टीकाकार ने सनातन गोस्वामी ने तत्व के संबंध में वो कह रहे हैं ये कौन से तत्व हैं, किसको नमस्कार कर रहे हो, ईश्वर को जो समस्त ईश्वरों के ईश्वर हैं, सर्वशक्तिमान है पहला नंबर ही और जगत के एकमात्र ईश्वर हैं, अथवा मेरे प्रभु हैं उनको नमस्कार। पहला, सर्वशक्तिमान के द्वारा मालूम होता है कि हम जो स्तुति कर रहे हैं उसको वो पूर्ण करेंगे, जो उनसे हम प्रार्थना कर रहे हैं वो पूर्ण करेंगे। दूसरी बात, जगत के ईश्वर तत्व वंदनीय है। और अंत तीसरा का है, ये हमारे प्रभु हैं इसलिए विशेष भक्ति ज्ञापन कर रहे हैं। वह कैसे हैं? सच्चिदानंद रूपम, सच्चित आनंद स्वरूप है। यहां रूप के संबंध में कैसे, कैसा उनका सच्चिदानंद रूप है? कृष्ण यदि नंगे हैं बिल्कुल तब और सुंदर है, और गायों के खूर का धूल उनके मुख पर लग जाता है तो पाउडर जैसा और भी सुंदर हो जाता। जैसे महाप्रभु के कहीं कहीं पर स्याही लग गई तो और भी सुंदर। यहां पर कृष्ण भयभीत होकर के रोदन कर रहे हैं, उस समय भी उनका रूप बड़ा सुंदर। मैया पीछे पीछे में दौड़ रही है किसको पकड़ने के लिए, जिसको कालजमन नहीं पकड़ सका, जरासंध नहीं पकड़ सका, और मुनियों के विशेष रूप से धौ विशुद्ध मन वो भी नहीं दौड़ सका पीछे। मन में भी नहीं आता कृष्ण की ऐसी कैसा रूप सच्चिदानंद। और यशोदा मैया पैरों से दौड़ करके उसे पकड़ लिया और उसे बांधने लगी, और वो भयभीत होकर के रोने लग गए। नाटक अभिनय नहीं कर रहे, यथार्थ में रो रहे हैं मैया के भय से। तो इस तरह से जब रो रहे हैं, सिसकी ले रहे हैं, तो क्या होता है? उनके मकर कुंडल उनके कपोलों पर क्रीड़ा कर रहे हैं, इसके द्वारा मुख की शोभा बोला हो। अलंकार से कृष्ण की मुख की शोभा नहीं होती, अलंकारों की ही शोभा होती है उनके मुख की शोभा के द्वारा। लसत कुंडल, मकर कुंडल दोनों गंड का चुंबन कर रहे हैं, कपोलों का चुंबन कर रहे हैं, जो मैया और गोपियों के लिए ही विशेष रूप में है, और उसका ये चुंबन कर रहे हैं, कितने सौभाग्यवान है। इसलिए समस्त भूषणों में श्रेष्ठ कौन है? ये कुंडल है। उनको कितना सौभाग्य है उनके कपोलों का निरंतर चुंबन, एक बार नहीं, गोपियां तो थक जाएंगी, मैया यशोदा थक जाएंगी, नंद बाबा कभी कभी, और इन मकर कुंडलों का कैसा सौभाग्य। हम लोग भी यदि मर करके यदि कुंडल होते तो कैसा होता है। बहुत ही सौभाग्यवान लोग होंगे, किंतु हम लोग वो नहीं। हम लोग राधा जी के दासी से बनना पसंद करते हैं। इसलिए समस्त आभूषणों में कृष्ण के कुंडल बड़े सौभाग्यवान हैं। इसका तात्पर्य क्या? कुंडल दह कपोलों की आभा से बड़े सुंदर लग रहे हैं। मानो कपोल ही कुंडलों से क्रीड़ा कर रहे हैं। श्रीमद् भागवत में भी कहा गया है, का स्त्रियं कल्पदायत वेणु गीत चलो त्रैलोक सौभगम इदं च निरुक्ष रूपम जद गोद्रुम मृगापुलकान्न विभ्रम। का स्त्रियं ते कल्पदायत वेणु गीत सम्मोहिता आर्ज चरितान न चले त्रैलोक्यम त्रैलोक्य सौभगम इदं च निरुक्ष रूपम जद गो द्रुम मृगा पुलकान्न भाम। ये कौन कह रहा है? गोपियां कह रही हैं। कब कह रही हैं? रासलीला के प्रारंभ में कृष्ण ने कहा जे घरों में लौट जाओ, स्त्रियों को अपने पति की सेवा करनी चाहिए, लंगड़ा लूल्हा जैसा भी हो। तो गोपियां ने आ मेरे गुरुदेव, बड़ी आपकी कृपा है जी, इतना सुंदर दिव्य ज्ञान हमको दे रहे हैं, आप मेरे गुरुदेव हैं। इसलिए पहले गुरु पूजा तब पति पूजा और किसी की पूजा, यही मंगल वाचन है। और अंत में बोली यदि हम धर्म से भ्रष्ट हो रही हैं तो इसके कारण आप ही हैं और आपकी बंसी है। का स्त्रियां? अरे स्त्रियों की बात क्या, हम तो स्त्रियां हैं। गो द्विज पक्षी द्रुम वृक्ष लताएं मृगा हरिणीय सभी अपने अपने धर्मों को बदल देते हैं। जो चलने वाला है वो स्थिर हो जाता है, जो स्थिर है वो चलने लगता है। जमुना नदी जी स्थिर हो जाती है, पहाड़ द्रवित हो जाते हैं, पत्थर द्रवित हो जाते हैं, पक्षियां पक्षी सब मृग मनुष्य को देख करके भागते हैं और वो कृष्ण से प्रणय मांगते हैं, प्रणय की भीख मांगते हैं। ऐसा आपका रूप है और क्या। विषमापनम च स्वभगर्दे परम पदम भूषण भूषण। श्री कृष्ण का रूप इतना मनोहर है कि उसे कृष्ण अपने भी विस्मित हो जाते हैं। सौभाग्य की पराकाष्ठा, समस्त भूषणों का भूषण श्री कृष्ण का यह रूप है। कृष्ण सुन रहे होंगे और देख रहे हैं जो कौन कौन हमारा ये सब श्रवण कर रहा है। और दया करने के लिए आतुर हो रहे होंगे। नारद जी ने मांगा था वर, जो इन सब लीला कथाओं को सुने अथवा जहां पर ये लीला संपन्न नहीं उस स्थानों पर यदि जाए सेवा कुंज रासस्थली बंसी वर भांडीर बन नंदगांव बरसाना इत्यादि ये सब लीलाएं हुई। न जानते हुए वहां पर जाएगा तो वो स्थान के महात्म से और हरि कथा के महात्म से उसकी वंछा पूर्ण हो जाएगी, ये निश्चित रख करके चलो। और जहां जाना उस वृक्ष गुल्म लताओं और उस धाम से प्रार्थना करना, ये और कोई नहीं बलदेव प्रभु जी हैं, ऐसा समझ करके उनके चरणों में दंडवत प्रणाम करना। वहां की धूली भी लग जाए बस कल्याण ही कल्याण हो जाएगा, तनिक भी अविश्वास मत करना। यू शुड एक्सप्लेन समथिंग, आई हैव टोल्ड सो मेनी थिंग। और एक बात, कृष्णदास जी और कीर्तनिया लोग वो 15 मिनट और आगे करें कीर्तन आरंभ। आज थोड़ी सी लेट हो गई, कल तो और लेट थी, और कल से मैं ठीक 5:45 यहाँ आऊं, तब तक कीर्तन सब समाप्त हो जाए। मैं आऊंगा तो नमामि स्वरम और कृताक्ष और बस्ती, इसके पहले सब लोग तुम लोग समाप्त कर दें और थोड़ा सा 15 मिनट आने से ही हो जाए। यू शुड कम समवट 15 मिनट्स बिफोर एज यू कैम हियर एंड डेली वी शुड ट्राई टू फिनिश इट विद इन 7 एंड वेरी सोन वी वॉन्ट टू बिगिन और परिक्रमा।
Shukshurma So now Srila Gurudev is explaining that Sri Dhammarashtakam spoken, manifested by Sri Satyavak Muni and spoken by Nagarishi in conversation with Shonaka Rishi in Padmapura. Srila Gurudev is explaining the first verse according to the commentary of Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad entitled the Dik Darshan Dika, the commentary which looks in the direction of the moods of this astakam. So, first verse, Nama Vishwanam Satyananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gopule Vrajamanam. In the first verse, Satyavak Rishi is praying, and through the medium of his prayer, he is defining the nature of Krishna Tattva and the Vaisishta, or the speciality of Krishna's form, qualities, and pastimes. So first of all, he starts, Nama Vishwanam. Nama means, I offer my obeisances. This is a rule, a regulation, in praying, that in the beginning there should be Mangalacharana, auspicious invocation. And Mangalacharana is characterized by offering obeisances to one's Ishtadev. So first of all, he gives obeisances to his Ishtadev. One important point is that in doing namaskar, then dasya bhava is present, the mood of a servant. Why? Because those who are in sakya mood, they have a mood of friendship towards Krishna, they will not pay obeisances to him. What to speak of those in material mood, such as the gopis of Vrindavan, what to speak of paying obeisances to him? They will just say, oh, hey, dirt, you cunning cheetah. They may abuse him. So, it begins, Nama Vishwanam, I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Personality Godhead. So, the prayer begins with Dasya Bhava, servant's mood. To what tattva is Satyavak Rishi giving namaskar, offering obeisances? Ishvara tattva. Ishvara means the supreme controller. It means that personality who is Sarva Shaktiman, who is complete with all inconceivable potencies. And Ishvara means you are my Prabhu. If you are controller, I am controlled. So you are Prabhu, I am your Das. So therefore, by saying Namam Ishwaram, three specific moods have been expressed by Satyavak Rishi. First of all, you are Ishvara, you are the supreme controller, and therefore, I am praying to you. If I am praying to you, it means I want something from you. I am requesting something from you through the medium of that prayer. So because you are Ishvara, that means that because you can control everything, you have the power to fulfill the desire for which I am praying to you. So this is the first one. You are Ishvara. So I am praying to you, because you are Ishvara, you can fulfill my desire. Then second one. Okay. You are Ishvara, so you are Vandaniya. You are worthy of being glorified because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And third point, if you are Ishvara, then you are my Prabhu. If you are my Prabhu, and I am praying to you, then it means that please give me bhakti, give me devotion, bless me with devotion. Please, if you are my Prabhu, then I am praying to you that you should accept me as your Das, as your servant, and give me devotion. So after praying in this way, Nama Vishwanam, then he's describing the form of Krishna. First he described his tattva, now the vaisishta of his roop. What is that? Nama Vishwanam, Satyad Ananda roop. His roop is Satyad Ananda. This form of Krishna is so beautiful. If he's decorated, he's beautiful. If he's not decorated, if he's naked, oh, then he's even more beautiful. If he's covered with dust, raised from the hooves of cows, or from playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, then he becomes even more beautiful. Just like Srila Prabhupada gave the example of Nirmai Pandit, Sri Satyanandan, Gaurahari. He looks very beautiful. And if when he's returning from school, he's covered with spots of ink from his studies, then he looks even more beautiful, covered with spots of ink. So his form is so attractive. And how is that form? Dhammanam. He's running. He's running in fear of Mother Yashoda. So he's Ishvara. If he wants to run away from anyone, no one can catch him. We see that Dharasandha or Kal Javan was chasing after Krishna very, very quickly, but he was unable to catch Krishna. But in this verse, Sri Santarat Rishi describes how, though Krishna is Ishvara, he's all powerful, and he's trying to get away. He cannot get away. Mother Yashoda, on foot, ran behind him more quickly and caught him. So at that time, Krishna, he's crying. Even sages and rishis who could travel at the speed of mind, at the speed of the wind, they cannot catch him in their pure hearts. Yet Mother Yashoda has caught him. And Krishna is crying. How is he crying? Though he's Ishvara Supreme Lord, don't think that he's doing nataka, that he's doing a drama. He's not pretending to be afraid. He's not pretending to cry. Actually, he's really crying. So this is the Vaisishtha of Krishna's lila. When he runs, he is lasat kundalango kule rajavanam. His earrings are swinging because he's running, so his earrings are swinging so much. So we should know that Krishna, he's not decorated by his ornaments, but Krishna is so beautiful that Krishna himself is the ornament of his ornaments. He is the decoration of his decorations. Srila Gurudev said that this kunda, these earrings, are the best of all of Krishna's ornaments. Why? Because they're so fortunate. They're very fortunate. Because they always kiss the cheeks of Krishna. Mother Yashoda sometimes kisses Krishna's cheeks, but not all the time. She will become tired. Nanda Baba kisses the cheeks of Krishna sometimes. The gopis have so much desire also to kiss the cheeks of Krishna. But this kunda, they always kiss his cheeks. And so they are very, very fortunate. And Lasat Kundalam, his earrings, they're shining, they're shimmering, and they're casting very beautiful shadows and reflections on the cheeks of Krishna. So, in this way, they look very beautiful. So now, in his commentary, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is describing the Vaisishtha of Krishna's beauty. He explains that at the time of Rasalila, so, gopis seeing the good fortune of the earrings of Sri Krishna, they can think, oh, we should give up our life, we should die, and in our next life we should become Krishna's earrings, then our life will be successful. But for us, we want to attain the, become the main source of Srimati Radhika. But gopis can have this mood. So now, Sanatana Goswami Pad is giving a verse from Pranay Geet. Hastranu te kalapadaya geetam. Samohit arya charitam na chalepsilokyam. Trilokya sova gaitam chanidiksharupam. Yet bohudu jar brahma mriga pulakam avit pran. What happened? Gopis, in the middle of the night, they went to meet Krishna on the Sharad Purnima. And at the beginning of Rasalila, Krishna told them, oh, you should return to your homes. You should go and serve your husbands. At that time, gopis replied to Krishna. What they replied is called Pranagit. This is one of the verses of Pranagit. They say, oh Gurudev, to Krishna, oh Gurudev, you are very merciful to us. Why? You must be our guru because you are giving us instructions in Dharma. But what does Shastra say? You should serve your husband and you should serve guru. This may be true. But whom should you render service to first of all? First you should serve guru, that person who gives you instructions. So you are giving us instructions in religion, so you are a guru, so we should serve you first, afterwards we can return to our home. So, in this verse what we say, kas krangate kalat padayata venvita. What to speak of stri, what to speak of ladies. Yad govati jadruma mridapul kandavita. Even cows, even trees, even deer, even stones. In contact with your very beautiful flute singing, all give up their dharma, all change their dharma. Even the hills and stones, they melt. Even the deer, who were very shy, they give up their shyness and approach Krishna. And by their beautiful eyes, they beg pranay, they beg Krishna's love, intimacy with him. So Gopi say, when you play upon your flute, all moving and non-moving living entities, they give up their dharma, what to speak of stri. So you cannot blame us for coming here. This is not our fault. This is the fault of your beautiful flute singing. So the speciality of Krishna's beauty and attractive nature has been explained here. Then Srila Sanatana Goswami is giving another example. Visvapanam yasya cha sobhagane pram pram bhushana bhushanangam. In this verse it's described that Krishna's human-like form manifested by Jog Maya. It is most suitable for his human-like pastimes. And that form is so attractive, Vismapadam Yasajat Sobhagade, that even Krishna himself, when he sees his own form, he becomes struck with wonder. Pram Pram Bhushna Bhushangam. His limbs are the ornament of his ornaments. So if someone will hear this Leela of Krishna, then what will be the result? The pastimes of Krishna are so astonishing. And those who will hear them, Krishna himself becomes melted, his heart melts. And he becomes very anxious to give mercy to those persons who will listen to his pastimes. And what's more, in addition to this, Narada Rishi begged the benediction from Sri Krishna that if someone will hear the pastimes of Krishna in the places where those pastimes have been performed, such as Seva Kunj, Bansi Bhat, Keshigat, and other places of Vrindavan and Brajamanda, then Krishna should bestow mercy upon them and bless them with transcendental divine love. So, when we do this Brajamanda Purakrama, we should do it with complete faith. We should pray to the trees, to the creepers, to the blades of grass of Vrindavan. Why? All this dharma is a manifestation of Akanda Guru Tattva, Sri Baldev Prabhu. So without any doubt, we should do parakrama and know for a fact that by performing this parakrama and hearing these astonishing pastimes of Krishna in the places where they took place, then certainly all our spiritual desires will be completely fulfilled.
आप परिवार के द्वारा कृष्ण का उत्कर्ष बतला रहे हैं, जैसा उनका परिवार रहेगा वैसे ही सुशोभित रहेंगे। पांडवों के साथ में रहेंगे तो युद्ध में रहेंगे वो वैसे ही रहेंगे, सुशोभित होंगे। उद्धव इत्यादि जादुओं के साथ में रहेंगे तभी उनका उत्कर्ष है, किंतु उतना ही तब। रुक्मिणी सत्यभामा के साथ में रहेंगे तो उनका उत्कर्ष तो है किंतु उतने ही तक। सखाओं के साथ में उनका उत्कर्ष बहुत है किंतु बस सख्य रास्ता। और जहां पर वात्सल्य का है उनका और उत्कर्ष बढ़ जाएगा, और जहां पर गोपियां परिषद हैं वहीं पर अंतिम मुक्त परग्रवृत्ति से वहीं तक कृष्ण के रूप का माधुर्य का वैशिष्ट्य है। तो यहां पर परिवार कहने से अभी यशोदा मैया बड़ी सुंदरी हैं, बहुत सुंदर। यदि वो सुंदर नहीं है तो उनका बेटा कैसे सुंदर होगा। और गान भी कैसे करती थी, यदि वो नहीं गान करेंगे तो बेटा भी नहीं गान करेगा, इसलिए उनका गला भी बहुत मधुर है, मैया यशोदा जैसी। और वो सवेरे दधि मंथन करती हुई कृष्ण का लीलाओं का स्मरण करती हुई बड़ी सुरीले कंठ से दधि मंथन करती हुई कृष्ण के लीलाओं का स्मरण कर रही, तन्मय हो गई हैं, अत्यंत सुंदर रूप, वस्त्रक्षल चौड़ा, कमर पतली जैसे कृष्ण का है, और दधि मंथन कर रही है, उसे घर घर शब्द निकल रहा मानो मृदंग का पिछला भाग, और हाथों में चूड़ियां हैं, वो झनझन कर रही मानो ये करताल है, और मृदंग से कैसा ध्वनि निकल रहा, धिक्तान धिक्तान, उनको धिक्कार है जो कृष्ण का भजन नहीं करते, तन्मय होकर के गा रही है। और कृष्ण को भूख लगी और उठे, देखा जी मैया कहाँ है, बड़ी मुश्किल से उतर करके यशोदा मैया के यहाँ आए और उनका केश पकड़ लिया और दधि मंथन पकड़ लिया। यशोदा मैया कृष्ण को देखा, कृष्ण अभी छोटे बालक नंग धड़ंग और रोने से वो अंजल अंजन का क्या कज्जल वो यहां से यहां तक बारा है गंगा जमुना जैसा। यशोदा मैया ने उनको गोदी में उठा लिया, अंचल से ढक दिया, स्तन दे दिया, और कृष्ण का इतना सुंदर मधुर रूप और देख करके ये उद्दीपना हुई, कृष्ण कौन है, यहां आलंबन उद्दीपन होता है, आलंबन में विषय और आश्रय, तो यहां पर यशोदा मैया आश्रय हैं और कृष्ण उद्दीपन है, और दूध पीना और सुंदर रूप ये सब अनुभव हो गए, आंखों से जो आ रही है ये संचारी भाव अष्टसात्विक भाव, ये सब ये रस बना। इस तरह से यशोदा मैया रस का आस्वादन कर रही है और कृष्ण दूध पी रहे हैं केवल, किंतु आस्वादन कौन कर रहा है, मैया वात्सल्य रस का आस्वादन ये कर रही, और वो तो केवल दूध पी करके बस मस्त है। ये परिवार है, इसलिए भ्राजमान कृष्ण सुशोभित हो रहे कहां, गोकुले जहां पर गोप गोपियां ये सब माताएं ऐसी हैं, नंद बाबा इत्यादि पीछे आएंगे ये सब, इसलिए लीला का कर्ष कृष्ण का उत्कर्ष है इन गोपियों के बीच में। यशोदा मैया भी इनका यहाँ पर वर्णन हो रहा है, दशम स्कंध में बतला रहे, चकास गोपी परिषद गतो अर्चित त्रैलोक्य लक्ष्मिक पदम बपुर दधत। रासलीला अंतर्ध्यान के बाद में जब प्रकट हुए कृष्ण, गोपियों ने क्या किया, अपने अपने कुमकुम मिश्रित वो क्या करते है ओढ़नी, एक एक तरह की गोपियां समजातीय वाली, एक एक भाव वाली, एक एक ऐसे सुंदर सुंदर सब आसन बना दिए, उसमें लगा क्या है कुमकुम लगा हुआ है उनके अंगों का, और उसमें कृष्ण बैठे और कैसे लजाते हुए, कुछ मुस्कुराते हुए लजाते हुए जो मैंने अपराध किया। उस समय गोपियों के बीच में कोई गोपियां आंखों से तीर की तरह को भांति उनको बेद रही हैं, कोई उनके पैरों को हाथ में ले लिया, कोई हाथों को हाथ में ले लिया, कुछ कैसे जितनी प्रकार की गोपियां हैं वैसे वैसे भाव। उस समय कृष्ण की अद्भुत सेवा शोभा हुई, ये कहीं नहीं हो सकती, माता के पास भी नहीं, सखाओं के बीच में भी नहीं, कहीं भी नहीं हो सकता। जिस प्रकार से यही मनमत मनमत बतलाये ना क्या तत्सौभग तासाम आविर्भूत शौर्य स्मायमान मुखम्बुजा साक्षात मन मत मन, यहीं पर साक्षात मन मत, ऐसा रूप और कहीं नहीं। यहां पर अब लीला का बतला रहे हैं यशोदा मैया, कृष्ण को दूध पिलाते पिलाते देखा दूध जो औटाने के लिए रखा है दही बनाने के लिए उथल करके गिर रहा है, और किस लिए गिर रहा, यशोदा मैया के स्तन में इतना दूध है जो क्षीर सागर लाखों कोटि निकल सकते हैं, और कृष्ण का पेट कितना बड़ा है गणेश से भी अधिक, विश्व ब्रह्मांड उनके पेट में भरा पड़ा है, एक दो नहीं अनंत कोटि, न तो उनकी भूख कम होगी और न यशोदा मैया का दूध निरंतर पीते रहेंगे, इसलिए हमको अवसर नहीं मिलेगा, इसलिए कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं हुई मर जाना अच्छा। यशोदा जी नहीं 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 ठहर जाओ, गई पानी लिया और उसको आश्वासन दिया मैं नहीं पिलाऊंगा तुमका, और कृष्ण रोने लगे, कृष्ण को पकड़ कर बैठो, उतना 60,000 हाथियों का बल लेकर के कुछ नहीं कर सकी, और ये ब्रह्मांड के ईश्वरों के ईश्वर, और उनको पकड़ करके एक हाथ से बैठ, और बैठ गए, रोने लगे, मैया का कितना बल, और फिर जब रोने लगे रोते हुए छोड़ करके चली गई। ये भक्ति है, हाँ ये परम भक्ति है, परम भक्ति है। संक्षेप में कौन है तो ये 10 दिन 15 दिन ही लग जाए। तो गई दूध को छिटे से और लौट करके देखी जे वो नहीं, और दूधी भांड क्या हो गया, उल्टा हुआ, उल्टा नहीं फूटा, और उसे सब तरल होकर के चारों तरफ में फैल गया। यशोदा मैया CID देखा जी कहाँ गया, पैरों का छाप देखा घर में गया, ऐसा चतुर जो उधर का भी दरवाजा खोल दिया और इधर का बंद कर दिया, और बंदरों को और कौओं को सब खिलाने लगा। मैया आई लाठी हाथ में लेकर, बें अच्छा उसको शांत दुरुस्त करूंगी, और जब ही घर में घुसी कौए भागे और बंदर भागे, क्यों भागे, इधर देखा तो मैया एकदम पकड़ने वाली है, दौड़े राजमार्ग पर खोल करके, मैया आएगी नहीं, भारतीय स्त्रियां कुछ लजाती हैं इसलिए वो नहीं निकलेंगी, वो देखा आज तो सभी लोग गए हैं काम पर, बस आज तुम जहां जाओगे पकड़ करके, और जाकर के पीछे से पकड़ लिया, पकड़ करके फिर रोने लगे, अच्छा मारूंगी नहीं बांध दूंगी, बांधने की चेष्टा की, दो अंगुल कम पड़ गई, रस्सियां लाई गई पूरी नहीं हुई, दूसरों के घर से भी रस्सियां लाई हुई वो भी पूरी नहीं हुई, एक बार ही नहीं पूरी हुई दो अंगुल, और लपटने की तो बात ही क्या, क्या परिश्रम, नहीं एक साधन, साधन में परिश्रम होना चाहिए, जो साधक डू आर डाई नहीं करेगा, साधन ही नहीं करेगा तो क्या होगा। भाइयों एक आदमी हमसे निवेदन कर रहे थे भगवान की कथा सुनने से, वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजित जनत आशु ज्ञान अंचल, वासुदेव की कथा सुनने से उनका भजन करने से वैराग्य होगा, वैराग्य नहीं हुआ विषयों से लोभ है लालसा है काम वासना है स्त्रियों के प्रति, लोभ है रुपए पैसे इत्यादि का, तो क्या समझो नहीं हो रहा है, वैराग्य भी चाहिए, वैराग्य का भी तो कुछ कष्ट चाहिए। रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी हमारे गौर किशोर दास बाबा जी महाराज जी ने कितना किया, हम लोग उतना तो नहीं कर सकते मर जाएंगे, तभी तो कुछ करना चाहिए, नजर कहीं नहीं जाने पाए, स्त्री मात्र को देखते ही मैया समझो माँ, और पुरुष को देखते ही समझो हमारे पिता हैं भाई हैं, ऐसी भावना रहो, विवाह शादी करने के लिए हमने नहीं बुलाया सबको, हरि कथा सुनो वैराग्य आए और तत्व ज्ञान भी होगा। यदि ये सब आया तो फिर लाया कैसे? मुझको कभी कभी बांध करके ब्रह्मचारियों को रखना पड़ता है और लड़कियों को भी। प्रेम मत करो, प्रेम करो गुरु जी के चरणों में और भगवान से प्रेम करो, याद रखो। इसलिए बहुत दूर से बुलाया है, ये जन्म नष्ट न हो जाए। हाँ तो क्या बतला रहा था?
बांध दिया
उनको बांध दिया, दो अंगुल कम पड़ने लगे। एक है साधन का परिश्रम, कुछ लोग हैं जो दिन रात सोते नहीं है, 1 लाख के बाद तो वो 2 लाख नाम भी करते हैं। त्याग वैराग्य है, बीमार भी हैं, सब कुछ है, और दामोदर की परिक्रमा, वृंदावन की परिक्रमा, गोवर्धन की परिक्रमा, और साथ साथ में दिन रात रोते रहते हैं, बीमार होने पर भी नहीं छोड़ते। तो साधन का कष्ट होना चाहिए, जिसको देख करके कृष्ण तुरंत कृपा कर देंगे, कृपाशीत स्वबंधन, बंधन में आ जाएंगे। तो वैसे ही करो भाई, साधन का एक अंगुल और दूसरा साधन को देख करके कृष्ण द्रवित हो जाएंगे। ये कृष्ण का द्रवित होना, कृष्ण ऐसे नहीं द्रवित होंगे, कुछ चाहिए। इसलिए भैया साधन भजन करो और उसका कष्ट भी हो, त्याग वैराग्य भी हो। हम लोग चेष्टा करते हैं, आप लोग उसको ग्रहण करें। ये दो चीजें हैं। तो यही जब ही जसोदा मैया ने प्रतिज्ञा की, जीवन भर बांधती रह जाऊंगी, छोड़ूंगी नहीं, और उधर उन्होंने कृष्ण जब ऐसा प्रतिज्ञा की, बांधते 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 2 रस्सी अंगुल कम होती गई, 2 अंगुल, गोपियां ताली बजा करके हंसने लगी, कहने लगी इसके ललाट में बंधन नहीं है, मैं तो बांध करके ही रहूंगी, खाऊंगी पीछे। तो खाना पीना पहले पीछे, भजन करना, नियमित रूप में हरि नाम करो, नियमित रूप में सेवा करो, नियमित रूप में हरि कथा सुनो, गोवर्धन की परिक्रमा उस समय करो जबकि हरि कथा नहीं हो रही है। जब गुरुजन हरि कथा बोल रहे हो, गोवर्धन की परिक्रमा, वृंदावन की परिक्रमा सब छोड़ो, क्या करो, हरि कथा सुनो, और इसके बाद में समय मिले तब जाओ गोवर्धन की परिक्रमा, वृंदावन की परिक्रमा, वो तो हम लोग करा ही गए हैं। इसलिए साधन कठोर होना चाहिए, विशेष करके कार्तिक महीना चल रहा है, और भी साधन, हरिनाम इत्यादि सब, और इसके बाद में कृष्ण तो जरूर द्रवित हो ही जाएंगे, उनको द्रवित करना भी सहज नहीं है, बड़ा कठिन है। तभी ऐसा दे करके इस तरह से जब देखा कृष्ण यशोदा मैया का परिश्रम, ओ कृपया शिष्य बंधन में आ गए। आज यहीं तक रहे, कल इसके बाद अभी तुरंत ये होगा ना, हाँ प्रसाद दिया जाएगा, और बांध देने के बाद में आप लोग परिक्रमा के लिए निकल जाए।
Krishna, he appears to be so beautiful. Where? Gokule, in Gokul. Gokul means when he is surrounded by his associates of Gokul, Gopi and others. The beauty of Krishna here. Now, Satyavad Rishi is defining the Parikars, my sister, of Krishna. The beauty of Krishna depends on Parika, my sister, the speciality of his associates. If Krishna is with Arjuna and Pandavas, he is very attractive. If you be with Uddhav and Yadavvamsi, then he will be more attractive. If he is in the company of Rukmini and Satyabhama, then he appears to be more beautiful. If he's with his friends in Vrindavan, in Sakya mood, then his beauty is superior. In this verse, he's with Mother Yashoda. So then his beauty is even greater. But by Mukta Prograha Priti, we can take the meaning of this verse, that Gokule Brajamanam, if Krishna is in the association of gopis of Vrindavan, then the beauty of his form is at its ultimate limits. So, in this verse it's described that Krishna is being chased and he was caught by Mother Yashoda. How beautiful is Mother Yashoda? She must be very beautiful, because if a mother is not beautiful, how will the son be beautiful? Mm-hmm. If mother is ugly, then the son will be ugly. So Krishna is very attractive. So his mother must also be very attractive. And Mother Yashoda, when she sings, her singing is very melodious. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if the mother does not know how to sing, how will the son be able to sing? So, in the early morning, Mother Yashoda, she was turning yogurt into butter, and she was singing in a melodious voice the glories of Krishna. And at that time, she was completely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Her chest is very large, her waist is very thin, as Krishna's are. And she's wearing bangles on her wrists. And when she's churning, the bangles are chiming together. They sound like cartels. And the churning rod moving in the yogurt pot sounds like mridanga. So that sound comes, diktan, diktan. Means, oh, fire on those who don't do the bhajan of Krishna. Their life is wasted. So Krishna, he was sleeping on the bed of Mother Yashoda. He woke up. Saw that his mother was not there, so with great difficulty, he climbed out from the bed, and then he came to that place where Mother Yashoda was churning yogurt, absorbed in singing Krishna's glories. So because she was absorbed, she did not see him coming. So Krishna, he kept one hand on the churning stick, and with the other hand, he put hold of the anchor, the veil of Mother Yashoda, and attracted her attention. At that time, Krishna looked so beautiful. He's naked. And from weeping, the tears have washed the black cattle from his eyes and made smears on his black face. So he looks so beautiful. At that time, Mother Yashoda, she took Krishna in her arms and began to feed him her breast milk. So in this situation, Krishna is the Vishai Alamban, Vibhav. This Vibhav, Vishai Alamban, means the object of Rati. And Mother Yashoda, she is the Vibhav, which type? Ashray Lamban, the abode of Rati. When milk is flowing from the breast, how automatically? This is her Sattvic Bhav. And she's experiencing so many Sanchari Bhavs, transitory assisting emotions. So just then, as Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna breast milk, and Bhakti became Bhakti Rasa. Because all the Rasa Samagri, the ingredients of Rasa, Stai Bhav, Vibhav, Anubhav, Satvika Bhav, and Vyavachari Bhav, they combine together to make Bhakti Rasa. So here, Gokule Brajamanam. How beautiful Krishna is in Gokul when he's in the company of his associates, like Mother Yashoda. Srila Gurudev is giving an example about Krishna's beauty. During Rasa Lila, when Krishna disappeared, the gopis were weeping in separation. Then suddenly, Krishna appeared amongst them. At that time, the gopis, each gopi in a different mood, with a different variety of love, removed her veil and put her veil on the ground to make an asan for Sri Krishna. How was that asan? Or this veil was wet with tears, smeared with kumkum, kajal from their eyes, chandan from their bodies, and upon this anchal, Krishna came and sat down. How is Krishna at that time? He's smiling, only slightly, because he feels embarrassed. He's feeling shy, because he feels that he made an offense by leaving them and putting them into so much pain. So at that time, the various gopis, according to their own method of service corresponding to their moods. They approach Krishna. Chandravali took Krishna's feet in her lap. Another gopi, Bhadra, gave tambul. Shama took Krishna's hand in her own hands. Radhika was looking from far away. So at that time, when Krishna appeared and reciprocated love with so many different gopis in their various moods, then Shukadeva Goswami has described his duty. Tasamabhirabhutshori smayamana mukamboja pitam vana darashagvi saksha manmat manmata. At that time his duty is such that he is that person who directly bewilders the heart of Cupid, who bewilders the hearts of everyone in the universe. So there is no such beauty manifest by Sri Krishna in anywhere else among any other associates. This is his, the vaisishtha of his beauty, which depends on the vaisishtha of his associates. So now coming back to the last time, Dambana Lila, Srila Gurudev described that as Mother Yashoda was feeding breast milk to Krishna, and Bhakti had transformed into Bhakti Rasa, at that time she looked and saw that in the kitchen there was a large pot of milk and it was boiling over. Why was it boiling over? Because the milk was thinking that of this milk in the breast of Mother Yashoda, what is this? This is her Vatsalya Prem. So in comparison to the ocean of Vatsalya Prem in the heart of Mother Yashoda, then Kheer Sagar, the vast ocean of milk, is just one drop. So the milk of Mother Yashoda, it will never run out, it will never come to an end. And on the other side, Krishna's stomach, Krishna's belly is unlimited. So his appetite is unlimited, and therefore Krishna's drinking of Mother Yashoda's breast milk, it will go on forever without end. And then myself, I'm also milk, the milk was thinking, I'll have no opportunity, I have no chance to serve Krishna. So Kenavayachayipan Kisakalagya. What is the use of staying alive if I have no chance to serve Krishna? I should give up my life. So the milk, on the pretext of boiling over, was committing suicide by jumping out of the pot and into the fire. So when Mother Yashoda saw this, she put down Krishna and quickly ran there and sprinkled water and to pacify the milk. Oh, don't kill yourself. So then Mother Yashoda, to go to pacify the milk, she had to put down Krishna. So Krishna, he did not want to stop drinking. He's Supreme Lord, he has all power, and he was holding on very tightly to Mother Yashoda. Yet against his will, Mother Yashoda with one hand just said, bite him. Let him sit down. So, how powerful is praying that even Supreme Lord becomes controlled? At that time, Krishna was crying because his desire was unfulfilled. So to not fulfill the desire of Krishna and make him weep, is this bhakti? Oh yes, this is param bhakti. So, because Krishna, his desire had not been fulfilled yet, he became angry. And while Mother Yashoda was away, he took a stone pestle and broke the yogurt pot. When the pot was broken, then the yogurt came out and sprayed out all over the kitchen floor. And Krishna, he became afraid for his offense and he ran away. So when Mother Yashoda returned to the scene of the crime, then she saw that Krishna had run away, but he had run through the yogurt. So there were so many footprints leading to the room where Krishna had gone to escape. So she followed the footprints of Krishna and she was angry, she wanted to punish him. So she took a stick in her hand and she followed the footprints and opened the door of the room that Krishna had entered. When she opened the door, then she saw, what was Krishna doing? He had climbed on a grinding mortar and he was taking butter and feeding monkeys and feeding crows. So Mother Yashoda, very stealthily, Krishna was facing the opposite direction. So from behind, Mother Yashoda stealthily began to approach Krishna so that Krishna would not know that she was coming. But what happened? The crows and the monkeys, they saw Mother Yashoda coming, so they flew away and ran away. And Krishna seeing them, he was alerted, oh, Mother must be coming. So quickly Krishna jumped down from the grinding mortar and began to run away. So Krishna, he ran to the door on the opposite side of the room, which led outside. So why did Krishna want to run outside, onto the main road, into the main street? Why? Because he knew that Indian ladies, they are very shy to go out into a public place. So he thought, if I run outside, my mother will become shy, but she will not be able to catch me. So Mother Yashoda, she looked around to make sure no one was looking, and then she also ran after Krishna. So she caught Krishna, and she thought, I have to punish my son. So she wanted to bind him to a grinding mortar. So when she took a rope to bind him, she discovered that this rope was 2 fingers too short. So then she took other ropes. She took all the ropes in the house and tied them together. But still, the ropes were 2 fingers too short. So then she called her sakis, and they brought all the ropes in Gokul and tied them all together. But still, the rope was 2 fingers too short to go around the small waist of Shri Krishna. So, Mother Yashoda, she was very, very determined to bind Krishna. She was perspiring, and for a very long time, tying so many ropes together, she tried to bind him. So what is this called? This is called Parishram. Parishram means very hard endeavors, hard labor. Mother Yashoda was endeavoring very, very intensely. So she's setting an example for us, the sadhaks of this world. The sadhak, those who are practicing sadhan bhakti, in order to bind Krishna by their love, they should do parishram, very hard endeavors. They should have a mood, do or die. I must follow all the instructions of Gurudev and do sadhan bhajan very, very strictly. Otherwise, I will die trying, do or die. Unless the sadhak has the mood, do or die, then what will be the result? What will he be able to achieve? It's stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeve Bhakti Bhakti Yoga Prayojitya Janayatyasu Vairagyam Gyanam Chaya Pahoitukam. It means that if one will practice bhakti, if one will hear this katar, then vairagya, renunciation, detachment from this world must come. If one is hearing these things, but he becomes greedy, he becomes lusty, then we should understand that that person, they're not practicing bhakti at all. There's some fault in their practices. In devotional life, we'll have to accept so many problems. We'll have to voluntarily undergo so many troubles and tribulations and accept many difficulties in our life. Just look at the lives of Srila Gokishodas Babaji Maharaj, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj. How they were so renounced, they were so detached, and they accepted so many uncomfortable situations. So we'll have to be like them. We should, if any men will see a woman, then they should say, think, oh, this woman is my mother. If any lady should see a man, they should think, oh, this is like my father or my brother. Gurudev said, I have not called you all here so that the ladies and gentlemen can fall in love with each other. I have not called you here for this. You should listen to Harikatha. And if one is listening with a mood of surrender, then definitely renunciation from attachment, lust, anger, and all of these things, it must come. And also tattva gyan, realization of all types of tattva, it must manifest in the heart by hearing this katar. So don't come here to Rajamandal and do parakrama and try to make relationships with each other. Try to give all of your love and affection at the lotus feet of your Gurudev. Otherwise, you have been given a very good chance, but you are wasting it, neglecting the opportunity, and your life will be completely spoiled. So here, Mother Yashoda is doing parishram, hard endeavor to bind Krishna. So we also have to do a hard endeavor to bind Krishna. Should try to chant 1,64 rounds or 2,128 rounds every day, and day and night, chanting Harinam and weeping for Krishna. And even if illness comes, even if one becomes sick, one should not give up chanting and remembering. And if one will do sadhan bhajan in this way, then drishtva parisramam Krishna, when Krishna sees one's hard endeavors, then kripayasit sobandane, then his mercy potency comes, and he is bound by the love of that devotee. So Gurudev said, oh my dear brothers, try to do sadhan. Make a very hard endeavor to do sadhan. And then, drishtva Krishna kripa asito sobandani. Then Krishna's kripa, Krishna's mercy will come. So when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, her sakis were there and they were laughing. And they were clapping their hands. Oh, you cannot bind him. But Mother Yashoda took a vow. I must bind him. I will not eat. I will not rest. I will not take any water until he's bound. So, the sadhak should follow her mood in a very regulated way. And with determination, one should chant a fixed number of harinam. One should listen very carefully and become absorbed in remembering Krishna's nam, rup, gun and lila. If Gurudev or any pure Vaishnava, they are telling Harikatha, then you should try to listen to Harikatha. One can give up parakrama and so many other things. The most important thing is to hear Harikatha from the lips of a pure devotee. And then after hearing, under guidance of Guru, then one should do parakrama. To melt the heart of Krishna is not an easy thing. It's extremely difficult. So one will have to accept many difficulties and make strong endeavors, parishramam. And after doing parishram, kripayasit sabandhane, Krishna's mercy will come and he will be bound by the love of that devotee.
Mahamantra. You.
One announcement. Hare Krishna. A few short announcements. After hearing this beautiful Harikatha, we forget everything. Yeah, but we become renounced, we leave things behind. So now you're still somewhat aware. Be very careful with your luggages, whatever is under your responsibility. Always make sure it is locked away. Yesterday, one party of devotees from Russia, in another ashram, all their luggages were stolen or they disappeared. Those who were not so detached, they took them. And the police, they had to come and they arrested a few local persons. And we don't want that to happen here. So be very careful with your belongings. Lock it away very carefully. And also, before you forget it, those who have not registered, register today. Tomorrow we will go by bus, and if you don't have your registration card, it's going to be difficult to hop on the bus to come with the parikrama party.
Day after tomorrow.
There is a washerman outside the gate who is known to us. If any devotees think they want to,
आज ने कैसे प्रोग्राम बनाया हमको तो मालूम ही नहीं है.
The washerman is outside. The devotees who have difficulty maintaining their health, there is a few
program mein kaj ne kya chapa aur kaise kar raha hai humko kuch malum hi nahi hai. Ek program humko do.
Prem Mai Devidasi, you can stay up.
Kya jane kya program.
She is a very prominent doctor. She
was sitting here
and also needs some advice or medicines. It is available.
Tum saaf bana karke humko do.
Other devotees, Nandakishore Prabhu. You can stand up, Nandakishore Prabhu. He is very well known all over Vrindavan. He knows every doctor, homeopathic, ayurvedic, allopathic, hospitals.
Also, we have doctors. Also, Jagadish will come.
Yes, and there is one Russian devotee who is also a doctor, very qualified. You can stand up, Prabhu. Sukadev, and there is another devotee who is also a doctor, some Russian. Perhaps he doesn't speak English. But the Russian devotees, you should take advantage of. Doctors, we will also approach you when needed. And one more doctor is coming from America. So those doctors, you can easily approach if you need some help and advice. And now we will take breakfast and then quickly go on.